Good morning and Merry Christmas. Peace to your house. Christ, our Savior, is born. Thank you for letting me join you for a few minutes today on this Christmas day. We've been in a season of celebration, and I hope your Christmas season has been wonderful. Certainly, that is always what we all hope for. It's a season filled with decorations, parties, shopping, television specials, gatherings, cooking, parades, family, and friends. But today is Christmas Day. It is the day that we set aside to celebrate. And we celebrate the entrance of our Savior into the world. And that is worth celebrating. In all that you do today, may you be mindful that you're celebrating that our Savior has come. Just like a parade for war heroes, astronauts, or a championship team, the banners and signs, the confetti, the floats, the speeches, and marching bands are not them. They are all just ways to celebrate them and what they have accomplished. In the same way, the tree, the lights, the gifts, the food are not Christmas. They are ways that we celebrate Christmas. Again, Christmas is the celebration of the entrance of our Savior into the world. Christ is Christmas. Christ, our Savior, is born. So we celebrate the birth of a baby boy who grew up to become the Savior of the world, your Savior and mine, to save us from our sins so that we could have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, we read, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This prophetic birth announcement of Jesus reveals some of his divine titles and roles. Notice again, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Then in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23, it reads, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. This is the message of Christmas. Emmanuel, God with us. His presence, God with you, which means you are not alone. You are never alone, and you are never without help. God is with us, God aware of us, God for us, and God personally present and active in our lives. Maybe you haven't thought of this as a Christmas verse, but in Isaiah 43:2 we read, "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you." Deep waters, rivers of difficulty, fire of oppression, but I will be with you. He knows the way out. He knows the way through. And I don't want to rush you. Please fully enjoy today. But in a few days, all the lights and decorations will go back into their boxes and bins. The wrapping paper and boxes will end up in the trash can at the end of the driveway. The radio stations will go back to their regular lineup. But God is with you, Emmanuel. This is the message of Christmas. God is with you. And everything is different when He is with us. So whether you're surrounded today by family, friends, or you are by yourself today, please know that you are never alone and you are never without help because our Savior came. And just knowing this is the greatest gift you could ever receive. Let me declare a blessing over you and your house today. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, and the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. May you walk in all the fullness of the salvation that the Savior came to bring. And may the Prince of Peace have his rightful place in your hearts and in your homes. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Merry Christmas.